Tony Bennett turned 80 this year, and on his latest CD called Duets, an American Classic, he's joined by a procession of younger singers. But he does one song by himself, I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Critic John McDonough was in the studio for that recording session, Bennett's first studio re-recording of his signature song in 44 years.
It's a song that looms so large in the Tony Bennett canon, it almost seems to resist revision. Producer Phil Ramone says he and the singer wrestled with how to handle a song so iconic that many other singers might just prefer to stay away from it.
When I first started talking with Tony, I mean, you know, you say, well, what would be unusual? Peterson, Previn, Yo-Yo Ma, something. Just don't go the way you normally would and don't go symphonic.
So instead of going over the top, Bennett went under the radar. He opted for old-fashioned simplicity and trusted the song. Just himself, pianist Bill Charlap, and a softly lit studio in Englewood, New Jersey.
Hey, Tony.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. How you doing, buddy?
Great to see you.
Good. Is Bill here yet?
I haven't seen him yet. I would assume he should be here. He doesn't live far.
The rain.
Yeah.
Bennett arrives like a Swiss train at the stroke of 11 a.m. Bill Charlap is delayed by the rain and a traffic backup, so Bennett relaxes.
Do you need anything? Water?
Tea? No, I'm fine.
Charlap comes in a little after 11:30. The two had rehearsed informally the day before. Everything is ready. Ramone chats in the studio with colleagues as Charlap and Bennett quietly go to work. Nobody seems to be paying much attention just yet. There's a quiet murmur of background conversation as the two men warm up. Not on San Francisco, but some personal favorites. Nobody seems in any hurry, so the songs just keep coming, each feeding the other like the art of good conversation. These men know a lot of good songs, too, and there's nothing they enjoy more than singing and playing them.
She likes the theater, never comes late.
If you think none of this has anything to do with the business at hand, you might be mistaken. After 15 or 20 minutes, as the last notes of Lady is a Tramp melt into the air, Bennett senses that the mood and the rapport are right. He is comfortable and ready to go.
Should we do one?
Yeah, I'd pay a lot of money to hear the two of you play and sing like this.
Thank you. All right.
If I had the money, but you know, things are tough. All right, Donald.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. Well, I was terribly alone and forgotten.
From the first familiar notes, you recognize why this song would be difficult to share with another singer.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Bennett has been singing this song at every performance for 44 years. It's a signature song, and like a signature, it's always the same, yet always a little different.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day.
This is the original recording. In the summer of 1962, it never even charted in the top 10. But nearly 45 years later, Tony Bennett is still singing it, and people are still listening. There's something about being old-fashioned that just doesn't get old, especially when it's in the same key.
I left my heart in San Francisco, high on a hill. High on a hill, it calls to me.
For NPR News, this is John McDonough.
To be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care. My love waits there in San Francisco above the blue.
and windy sea. When I come home to you, San Francisco, your golden sun will shine for me.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.